Hey, welcome to Shut Up Bentley. I am your host, Samantha Bentley, and I've forgotten how to introduce my own podcast show. This is brought to you by the good people of the Julieland universe. I'm here, as usual, joined by Mr. Dick Avery.
Yo.
And my co-host for this season, the gorgeous Electra Blue.
Hey, hey, hey.
Today we're going to talk about movies, real movies, not the kind that we star in, not fuck flicks, actual cinema. Because kind of it rules and
are you a big movie lover?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I like to watch movies. Who doesn't? So I mean, how about we start with what's your favorite movie?
Go right. Ladies first.
Me first? Oh, when? The Wedding Singer.
Really?
Oh my god! That's like.
Oh, The Wedding Crashers. Sorry, Crashers. Then The Wedding Singer.
Really?
I love The Wedding Singer so much.
I do like that movie. I have to say, I do like that movie, although I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. I am, just not. I really, really hate Mr. Deeds. Yeah. What about you?
My favorite movie, I have too many to count, but I'd say the
first one.
Trainspotting.
No, I wouldn't say that the other day.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's number one, though. I'd say my number one favorite movie would be probably Hard Day's Night. The Beatles.
I saw it when I was a kid.
You should watch it.
I want to watch it.
It's like, it's the ultimate.
It's on my list.
Black and white, beautifully shot. Just great movie.
Mine is Edward Scissorhands and has been since I was a kid. Mm. It was the first.
A lot of girls like that movie.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I saw it first. God, when it first came out, it was first on TV. So I must have been really young, maybe like 4.
Yeah.
And I remember just being really, really obsessed with it. And my mum made me an Edward Scissorhands birthday cake. And that started my Johnny Depp obsession, except that I didn't know that it was Johnny Depp. I was just obsessed with Edward Scissorhands.
Like, did you like Beetlejuice too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I loved Beetlejuice.
You know they're making a sequel.
Really?
Yep.
No, you can't make a sequel to Beetlejuice.
And actually, there's
the same Beetlejuice?
But there's talk of Tim Burton doing it too.
Well, I mean, Tim Burton could do no wrong, in my opinion. Although lately he's been doing some kind of shitty stuff.
I only like one Tim Burton movie.
Edward Scissorhands?
No.
Sleepy Hollow. That movie is legit.
I think Sleepy Hollow is genius.
It is.
The rest of his movies?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
The Corpse Bride?
Man. No. They all leave me like, yeah, it was good, but they never. I don't ever walk out of theater going, oh my God, that was amazing.
Charlie Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
No, that was terrible.
To be fair, right, and I'll give you this, like, Johnny Depp in my books can do no wrong, but the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, there's just no competition for it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Willy Wonka's the greatest.
The original? No.
Oh my God, you need to watch the original.
Yeah.
Classic.
It is a fucking classic.
I got in trouble once. I showed that movie to, my friend asked me to babysit his kid for a couple hours because he had to run out last minute kind of a thing, and I just said, oh, what am I going to do with the kid? So I put her in front of the TV and I put on Willy Wonka, and then he comes back and picks her up and he goes, well, what'd you do? I said, I had her watch Willy Wonka. He goes, what? That's my kid! You spoiled everything! I was looking forward to show her that movie, and I felt like, oh my God.
I was like saving it.
I know. I was like, oh shit.
And you'll be in a world of your imagination.
Yep. One of the greatest moments in my life
was when you went to Charlie and when you went to the Chocolate Factory and you met Willy Wonka.
Better than that.
When you won the golden ticket for the first time.
Better than that was seeing Sammy Davis Jr. sing Candyman live.
The Candyman can.
That was one of the greatest moments of my life.
The chat soundtrack to that movie is quite undeniable.
Mary Poppins was good too.
I love Mary Poppins.
Great movie. God, yes.
What's the last movie you saw?
In the cinema or in general?
In the cinema.
I saw Mordecai last week. As we said before, Johnny Depp can do no wrong. It was actually really, really good. Okay. Really funny.
And you, Electra? I've been to the movies in 15 years.
I've had too many drugs in my life. The last movie I saw was the fucking the Chris Rock one. The Five guys.
I know what you're talking about. I know the movie, but I haven't been to the movies in like 15 years.
I hadn't for ages, and then I've been quite a lot in the last couple of months. I went to see Interstellar. That's 3 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Like, Did you like it?
It was horrendous.
Okay.
Like, I just, it was, everything about it was shit.
I just saw Clockwork Orange for the first time when I was in New York.
Very well.
That movie.
That one, and then Warriors we watched.
Malcolm McDowell is just genius in that movie.
That movie is really fucking
good.
That movie is so awesome. That house, I need that house.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want that wallpaper. I need that chair. I'm like, oh my God, this is so genius.
Clockwork Orange, I saw that as a kid. Just, I didn't understand it. It was like, I always tell people, like, when I was a kid...
I feel like you're not supposed to understand it as a kid.
No, I know. Well, a lot of his films you didn't, because I always tell people, when I was a kid, I went and saw 2001 A Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm. And that was like the first science fiction movie, and we went and saw that. I saw that movie like 10 times in the theater. Never understood it, but it just looked amazing.
It
was amazing.
And still don't understand 2001 Space Odyssey. So.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I just recently saw The Shining for the first time.
What'd you think?
I thought it was... I mean, it was amazing. It was so scary because I just feel like you can't compare like the kind of psychological horror movies like that with the sort of gore fest right. that we have today that everyone's like, how many special effects can I put right. in a movie? It's like fucking strip it bare, man. The Shining. You can't beat a horror movie right. like that. It's yeah. incredible.
Right.
Like that was probably one of the scariest films I've ever seen.
And we watched it recently. It was fucking so scary. God.
So
what movie?
Stinking.
It?
Yeah, but
the clown?
Clowns are terrifying. I'm scared of clowns.
I don't like clowns. Nobody likes
clowns.
We watched
Nobody it the other clowns. Day, and it was just like, the fucking sounds that clown makes, the laugh, I'm like, it woke me up out of my sleep, because I fell asleep watching it, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, no wonder I hate this fucking movie. No wonder I didn't like clowns.
I'm not a horror movie fan to begin with.
Me either,
I've never, and I don't understand, like you said, the ones, this day and age, they have the, like Saw, where they just show people being tortured and brutalized. I'm always like, really? Like, I don't know how to find that entertaining in whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like I like action, but I want it to be smart action. Like I just watched The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. I loved it because I thought it was shot well, it was done well, the acting, but there's action in it, but there's a reason there's action.
Okay,
in
so
it.
Here's a question. Like, what is your favorite kind of movie? Like
I like comedies.
I mean, I love comedies. Like if I'm gonna like just chill out and relax, I want to watch comedy. But I also really like kind of thrillers with a twist. So like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, where you kind of like, you spend the whole movie being like, what's going to happen? Like, like that kind of thing. I love that. But that I feel like to watch a movie like that, I need to have, like, I need to be in a certain headspace.
Yeah.
That you can't just throw that movie
on. I like to throw comedies on when you are feeling blue and you put a comedy on. You just kind of like lighten, you relax.
Yeah.
You kind of
like
laugh.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall or something.
Oh my God,
like
that. My favorite.
I love that movie.
I love that movie.
Or like Get Him to the Greek. Like something like that, when you just throw
me
on your
some
like,
all this snow.
Yeah, or like super bad.
I'm gonna find him one day.
Who?
Russell
Brand.
I'm gonna find him.
You
no?
don't.
Does he have a small wiener?
No, it's big. But
it is. Oh, don't tell me that.
So, what about like favorite movie stars?
Johnny Depp.
And who else? Come on,
just Johnny Depp.
What's your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
Edward Scissorhands.
She just told
What's your
you.
Next favorite movie?
Crybaby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, John Waters. Fuck, what a genius.
Yeah.
And it's got a porn star in that movie as well. Tracy Lords, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
And the soundtrack is genius on every level. Have you seen it?
Mm,
you need to get all over that shit.
What's it called?
Crybaby.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen it. I know it's a classic. Wicked was talking about remaking it.
Really?
No, you can't remake it. It's too good.
That's not a but that's not about it. That would
and
be a good one. Yeah,
do you
that
know what
would
be good? Taking it to the stage. Crybaby, the stage show.
Probably, yeah.
Like
because
musical?
It's musical.
Yeah.
Like the songs in it are amazing. Yeah. That'd be good.
That movie is like I'm thinking early 80s.
No, because
mid 80s.
No, it's not. It's like 96.
No.
Johnny Depp started his career in like 92.
I used to be friends with his ex-wife.
That doesn't mean that he started.
That was a long time ago. I'm trying to think of dates here now.
My favorite actors are Johnny, of course. He's number one. I like Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt. I also really like George Clooney.
Edward Norton.
Oh, he's amazing.
Edward's great.
Bruce Willis. I still like him.
Oh, I love Bruce Willis. I also really like Nicolas Cage, even though I love him in Gone in 60 Seconds. I fucking
but he's
love
like,
that movie.
Like he just makes poor choices of movies.
Yeah,
like
he does.
You know what
he
I mean? Like
some weird ones.
But he's been in some great ones. You're like, oh, Nicolas Cage at his best. But then all of a sudden, he's also choosing like.
But then that's the same like with
and
Johnny
Depp.
Like he's been in some.
And Vince Vaughn. All the coming on.
Vince. You like Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, really? I fucking. I he like can carry well. Dialogue for like literally 3 minutes talking.
Yeah.
To, oh, 1990. In a scene.
Did really?
Like three pages of dialogue just keep going and nail it. And
did you see The Interns? I thought that was so funny.
Mm-mm.
With Owen with Wilson.
I didn't think that was funny. I like Owen Wilson as well.
Yeah, I do.
Do you know who is a good comedy duo? Is Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, yeah.
Zoolander. Fuck. Yeah. I watched that the other day. I forgot how funny that movie
Can
is.
Can I tell you something?
And David Bowie is in
it. I've never seen Zoolander.
You have what? To see Zoolander. Zoolander's fucking amazing.
I've seen like bits and pieces, but never the whole thing.
Yeah, see.
Like,
it.
There's a few movies like that I always tell. I've never seen all of Titanic.
Oh, I love Titanic. It's a classic.
Yeah. It's I've cool. never seen. Like, there's Leonardo's certain movies.
Leonardo's great, of course.
Yeah, do you like Leonardo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes, I was just about to say I love that movie.
So good.
I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, I just laughed at how the reaction to it was like, oh, these people were fucking crazy, did all this crazy stuff. And it's like, to me, it's like I'm looking at it kind of going, that's just shit's going on to this day. Like, people with money getting crazy and doing
it's just life.
It's like, that's what are you guys all upset about? Like, it's like, oh, the Wall
Street. My dad was like, he was like, it was too over the top. Like, that stuff doesn't happen. And I was like, Dad, the reason that they made the movie of his life story is because it's so over the top and it did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
you don't make a movie about somebody who's got like a boring day to day life and goes to the office every day and is like, lol, hi, blah, blah, blah.
Lol, hi.
I work 9 to 5, lol.
But that's the thing. Like, and that there's crazier shit that goes on that I've seen, you know, like than that stuff, and that makes what makes me laugh. But the reaction to the movie was, oh, it's just this, you know, people are all upset, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Also, it's like you can't be upset. It's not like offensive in any way, right. And it actually happened.
Yeah.
Have you seen Boiler Room?
I have.
No.
Really, really, really good movie. You have to.
Who's in that one?
Hold on, I'm trying to find his name. He's so good. He's one of my favorite actors, and I never fucking remember his name.
It's okay.
Giovanni...
Ribisi?
Ribisi? Is that him?
Ben Affleck, show me a picture.
Ben Diesel,
oh,
Ben
I know. Yeah, I know the movie. I've never
picture,
seen it, though.
Show me a picture of him.
Giovanni. He played in Stepdaughter or whatever, where he played the retarded boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love him. And he's in Gone in 60 Seconds as well.
Yeah, he is. Exactly. He's the brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, I love him.
And he was also
in
really good in Saving Private Ryan. He's been in a lot of things.
He's a really, really good actor that gets overlooked a lot because he's not, you know, he's not the stud. He's not the leading man. He's not Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of actors like that, I think, that do get overlooked because they're not the typical hot guy. But I feel like in this day and age now, the typical hot guy is like, it's less post-boy because people do find guys like him or like the geeky, nerdy guy.
He's the main character. He's a star in Boiler Room. You have to check it out. He's really good. It's basically like where they run like telemarketing like type.
Yeah.
Movie. It's
really I know the movie. I haven't seen it though. I just like, I think like right now there's just so many, you want to call them movie stars, and there are the leading men and stuff like that, but it seems like all the really good roles always go to the character. It's like these character... Mm-hmm. It's not always
quirky,
just
type kind.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. Now, are you excited to see the new Star Wars?
No.
I've never even seen a Star Wars.
I've never seen a Star Wars. Oh my God, high fucking five. I thought I was the only person that had never seen a Star Wars movie.
Right?
Sad.
I've never...
Do you ever see any of the Godfather movies?
Do you know what? I've seen half of one and I fell asleep, but I do actually intend on watching them. Okay. Like, that is actually something that I want to watch because I do like gangster movies and stuff like that.
Ever see any of the Star Trek movies?
Fuck no.
I saw the most recent Star Trek.
Okay.
I've never seen a James Bond movie. I've never
what?
Seen...
What?
I've never seen an Indiana Jones movie. I've never seen Star Wars.
What?
She doesn't fly.
Did you ever see Jaws?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you have
to. Obviously Jaws, but no, obviously Star Wars, not no Star Wars.
Actually, no, I'm lying. I have seen a James Bond movie. What am I talking about?
Any of the last ones?
No, with Sean Connery.
Okay, which one do you remember?
Can't remember.
It was that good.
Not important.
All I know is he was a secret agent and...
And his name was James.
He had a gun.
And he liked his martini shaken, not stirred.
Right. That's so British of you.
I know.
You know? Is that how you get your martini?
I don't really like martini.
All right. What's your guilty pleasure movie? Like, what's the so bad it's good movie?
Oh, God. I do have movies that are like...
Mine is Bring It On.
Oh my God, I love that movie. That movie is so good. I think that might be one of mine. That I also
and I liked Varsity Blues. I like high school movies.
I also anything me about too. High school. I also really like Mean Girls, but I feel like that's kind of cult classic yeah. now. The Girl Next Door, because it makes me feel like somebody will love me for doing porn.
Oh, I love The Girl Next Door.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, Forgetting Sharon Marshall and Getting to the Greek, two of my guilty pleasures. Superbad.
Yours?
I was trying to think. Why did you throw me off?
Something that's so bad that's good. Like it's you, so bad, you would be like, good. Oh, like, this is like the worst movie ever. But I can't. I love. I do watch it every time it's on. Like I said, Bring It On. It's so cheesy, but it's so good. Oh my Spirit God, Fingers. It's so good. You know,
Spirit Fingers.
You know, and the whole. Like, Spirit Stick. My favorite thing is Missy's the poo. So take a whiff.
Oh my God.
I mean, seriously.
I like Bridesmaids.
I've never seen those.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Oh, Dogma. I mean, that's a good movie. Yeah, that's such a good movie.
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? All I wanted to do
was fucking everything up.
I'm just trying to make sure that things don't get yanked and pulled out of sockets. That's all.
Here, wait, one more time.
There we go. What about, you made me think of that.
Monsters, Inc.
But you just made me think Bugs of, like, Life. Also, you made me think of about, what's his name from Dogma and stuff? Kevin Smith. Like Chasing Amy was really good. Chasing Amy was really good. Clerks.
Have you seen Very Bad Things?
No.
It's really good. There's a porn star in that one. Asia Carrera is in it. She gets killed in the bathroom. Amazing. Fucking.
I haven't seen Asia Carrera in like 15 years.
She's a hooker and the guy's fucking her in the bathroom.
Is she in...
Her head goes into the towel hanger.
Is she in Wayne's World?
Yeah.
No. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah?
That's her, right? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I don't even remember. I can't... It's been a while since
Wayne's World's so good.
Wayne's World is fucking amazing. Wayne's World, Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill and Ted.
Oh, fuck.
I've never seen Bill and Ted either.
What?
Yeah. Is that
the Matrix is a guilty pleasure, too.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And his last movie?
Be excellent to each other.
I just watched his last movie like 2 weeks ago, John Wick.
That's what his profile says.
John Wick is really good. Who are you stalking?
Be excellent to each other.
My boy toy.
Oh.
Says be excellent to each other. And then he has a Back to the Future tattoo on his back.
Oh my God, he's super cool. I like him.
What is it called? The
DeLorean? The car?
No, the capacitor tattooed on his back.
Oh my God.
Flux
capacitator.
Yeah. He has that on his back. How big?
On his back. It's like, it's in between his shoulders. It's like,
oh my.
Very big.
God.
That's cool. I back that. I like, I'm all about having a nerdgasm every now and again.
Yeah.
Speaking of nerdgasm movies, my ultimate guilty pleasure movie, the Pokemon movie, 100%.
Never seen that.
You're missing out, obviously.
Like,
21 is good too.
21.
It's a poker movie.
Oh my God, I love like that movie.
That's a good movie, yeah.
They talk about counting cards. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I was thinking about 28 Grams. You ever see that one? Naming lots about drugs. Yeah. Like, that's why I like Train Spotting and all these other...
Drugstore
Cowboy.
See Wonderland.
I like movies about drugs.
Oh, yeah, watch Wonderland.
Traffic is good,
I think I've seen that.
It's also about porn and drugs and murder.
Do you like... last year, he did such a great... Do you like James McAvoy? I think it was in the movie called Filth.
Filth.
So good.
I was supposed to be an extra in that, but I was really, really sick.
Oh, really? Oh, such a good movie.
Yeah, they filmed like one of the scenes in a strip club near me.
And also, there was that movie. I loved it too. Another movie that Jude Law was in where he played this crazy little gangster character.
Arthur?
Something weird. That's name like that. I have it, but I don't have to
look. Arthur.
Yeah.
Was that it? No.
Also, Fight Club and Snatch.
Obviously. And Lock, Stock.
Well, anything David Fincher does is good by me.
Brad Pitt movies.
It's like all about the celebrities. It's
American History X, Larry Horton.
Who cares about the star? Let's just talk about, you know.
Their dicks.
Oh my God, you're disgusting. All right, let's do Fuck, Marry, Kill. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's a really tough one. Really, really tough. I'm saving the tough ones for last.
Is it actors?
Singers.
Go on.
Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Oh my God, I would kill easy. Beyonce. I would fuck Rihanna, and I would marry Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
I would kill Beyonce in a fucking heartbeat.
I would marry Beyonce.
I hate her.
Marry Beyonce, fuck Rihanna, kill Nicki.
You'd kill Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the second time you've killed Nikki today.
Exactly.
Sorry, not sorry.
Soz, not soz.
Lol. Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was
That's
sweet.
Scary, though.
I'm supposed to be wrapping this up. I'm just sitting here, like, picking my nails.
It's okay.
Okay, let's wrap this shit up. Electra, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, at Club Electra Blue, spelled A-N-K. Instagram, at Queen Bee Life, and Snapchat, Ms. Bad Girl Blue.
You can find me at www.badbentley.com, part of the Julieland universe. If you want to see more girls' pussy, then join julieland.com. You can find me on Twitter at bad_Bentley and Instagram, TheBadBentley. Peace the fuck out. Bye.
Bye.